Could something called Facebook depression be the latest potential effect of social media on troubled teens who obsess over the online site? Professor Gerald Kane at Boston College says what's posted on Facebook often reflects what happens in real life.
A lot of things that happen on social media sites are the same things that happen offline. They just happen in different ways, and sometimes they happen in a more concentrated way.
Kane talks about one important issue that can be amplified in the social media.
Especially in the cases of bullying. When those people don't go away, that can really increase the stress level because there is no safe haven. And so social media, like all technology, is a double-edged sword. It can really help when used in the right way, and it can really cause problems when used in the wrong way.
So Kane says parents need to stay involved with what their kids are experiencing online.
It can also really magnify some of the downsides of, teenagerness, whether it be depression, whether it be bullying. Depression and bullying is nothing new to teenagers. It's just social media creates new channels for these things to happen, and it means we need to extend our parenting supervision that we would have, say, at parties or at certain types of social events with teenagers. That needs to extend to the social media space as well.
And Kane says that parental involvement for online media is as important as keeping tabs on what your kids are doing outside social media every day.
Open, honest communication between parents and kids is really the best way to go, and setting normal guidelines.
For more information on parenting, go to cbsboston.com. With this Parent Report, I'm Tug Cope at WBZ News Radio 1030.